I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. So Judicial Watch on my show is second to none, and I know that people recognize it whenever we have Tom Fitton on. But we saw yesterday Chris Farrell, who is their research and investigative guy. And Judicial Watch does that better than any organization I can think out there, had a great piece. The Trump non-impeachment is the most secretive prosecution in history. All right, now, how do we know that? What's behind that? Let's bring Chris in here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chris, welcome on board. That's the thrust of what you wrote yesterday through Judicial Watch. What's the evidence of that?
All you have to do is examine the conduct of Mr. Schiff with respect to the, I don't even want to call them whistleblowers. They're not. They don't meet the term whistleblower definition by any number of different ways. These are political hacks who, orchestrating with Mr. Schiff, have engaged in a creative writing contest to generate a document that they're claiming is a whistleblower complaint. It's not. The reason I say that is because I'm a former intelligence officer. In fact, for a time, I served as an intelligence oversight officer. So I know very specifically what a whistleblower complaint looks like, what the legal outlines or framework are for people mm-hmm. that are in the intelligence field who believe there's been some sort of fraud, waste, or abuse. None of this applies to this charade that Nancy Pelosi is putting the country through.
So what is it that you guys are investigating here? What's Judicial Watch? What are you trying to bring out? What are you trying to get information on?
Well, the process that is being undertaken now and the handling of, first of all, there was a change within the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community, within that office. There's a change on the requirements for a level of knowledgeability with respect to making a complaint. In regular plain English, that means the person complaining has to have firsthand eyewitness knowledge, right? Direct mm-hmm. involvement. There was a shift, a rulemaking shift, in a couple of months before the complaint was filed. Well, why was that done? Who did it? How is it approved? There's an administrative procedure. There's a notice and comment period. There's normally input from the various intelligence community members as to why and how they want to make the change. So we're going to examine very closely the process, because it's my suspicion that this was all orchestrated and lined up by Schiff and his little buddies, months ahead of time. As soon as it looked like the Mueller charade, that, mm-hmm. that witch hunt was going to collapse, they were already lining up phase three of the attack on the Trump presidency.
Do you believe it's a tactic where the so-called second whistleblower is really the key person? They put the first one out there to kind of corroborate when the second one jumps in. That's the tactic, that kind of coordination.
The other way to look at it is that number two phony whistleblower is actually the leaker, right?
Yes, so that's what I mean, right.
Number two may have had access to, or may have been in a position to review the transcript of the phone call with the Ukrainian president. Now that he's leaked and it's going to become public, his head's going to be in the noose for an unauthorized disclosure of classified information, which is a crime, right? He wants to inoculate himself from being criminally prosecuted. So he runs to the Inspector General claiming whistleblower, whistleblower, not me. And it's really a pathetic, self-serving act to try to cover his rear end.
Well, how do we get to this with Adam Schiff then? What is it? Take listeners inside them. What does Judicial Watch trying to do? Because You probably understand this, Chris, and you work on this every day. It takes a while. We're looking out there at Durham and people like that, the Inspector General's report. And the average listener that calls me, emails, has anything to do with it, all we see are Democrats on the offensive here demanding information in the media. What is it that Judicial Watch is trying to do?
Well, we're going to use the legal process to force out into the public what exactly the process and procedure is. You know, we're all about documents.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see a ton of people on television flapping their lips. And frankly, it's just a lot of opinion, very little action behind it. So, you know, we're a deeds, not words kind of operation. So when we come out to report something, you know, 99% of the time, we have a record or document to back it up. And so we think it's imperative. You know, look, the rule of thumb is people lie, records don't. So we're going to get the records like we always have for the last 25 years. And we're going to document what happened, who made decisions, who authorized stuff, we'll make it public. And so, you know, we're the people that brought you Hillary Clinton's email server. We brought you the Strzok page text messages. We're going to do the same thing here.
Those are top 10 of the last 20 years. Those two right there. Just those two accomplishments alone are incredible because we know what it takes. Well, thank you, Chris. Thanks for joining us. What should we look forward to, in your view, say over the next week or two? It's the Inspector General report, right? That's what we're waiting on.
Yeah, you know, and look, that is not a criminal indictment document. That is an administrative review of the internal practices of the Justice Department. So while I am hopeful that it sheds more light on things, realize that Horowitz is very constrained and that an IG report is not going to result in an indictment. And what we need right now are grand juries and indictments. We need prosecutions of these criminal coup conspirators. And that Horowitz is not going to write a report that does that. So everyone needs to tamp down their expectations over this IG report. I hear increasingly hysterical language over it. IG reports are not criminal indictments. They're a review of administrative procedures.
Okay.
They're normally pretty dull.
All right. Well, thank you. Glad that we met you too, Chris. Thanks for the great work that Judicial Watch does every day.
Great to be with you. Thanks.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.